listen to what?
I'm listening to Rumi.
Rumi is talking about what?
He's talking about our double nature.
Exactly. Our double nature. Does it mean we have two different natures?
Yeah.
No. There are two sides of one coin, which is you. They are both here. Okay, the last conversation we had last week, Rumi talked about this, and he clearly said, listen, there are three kinds of existence here. The first one that God has created are the angels. Means there is no living creatures yet. The angels are up there with him, and they don't really live. And he gave them what? Knowledge. And they know what they are thought. You get that? That we don't know anything but what God taught us. These are the adjectives that we are talking about. The other side is the animal. They didn't give intelligence to animal. They have something else. Is appetite, is wanting. It's all the sexuality and needing food and blah, 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 needing something, so they have that. Then, we are not talking about the planning of that guy up there doing magic. We're talking about you here, right? Okay. The third kind is you. Means you are a mixture of angels and animals. And these two are two sides of you. Could you be one of them? No. We talked about it right from the beginning. We said all these the stuff that animals understand are the rules. We understand the exception, the other side of the rule, right? So we understand the other side of the intelligence, the other side of the animal. And we talked about it. Do you remember? Beginning of book 2, that he was talking about this knowledge, he started with something. Do you remember? In first paragraph, he said, first, there is another kind of thinking which is not hunting for yourself. Hunting for the king. The part in me that is trying to understand what is just and justice. That one is a special thought. Then, he said, there is an enemy for the path, the donkey. Because the donkey wants to go to his home, to his children, to that natural stuff. He is the enemy of me. He repeated it last week. Do you remember? He said, listen, it is like Majnun sitting on the camel. The camel wants to go home. Majnun wants to go to Lady. What happens? Majnun will ride and ride. If there is only one single moment that he is sleepy, or he is not paying attention, or he is thinking about Leili, the camel will turn around and runs back. So Yusuf said, listen, my camel, me and you, we are not friends. Means what? Means you. Means that in you, these two sides are not friends. They are enemies at the beginning. When you try hard and you tame the animal, yes, you could drive the animal. But the animal is the animal part of you. We are talking about the other part of you. What is the other part? He talked a lot about it. that this other one is half this, half that, but it's moving and it's changing and could change to something that that intelligence cannot even understand. This is what the exception is in human culture. With what kind of logic you could explain the beauty? There is no logic there. Yes, we talk about it, and there is a school, or wasn't that a school, okay, but it's not logical. There is no formula for that, because that's beyond the animal. This is what we are. We have something which is beyond the animal, and with something you could improve it. What is it? The opposite of the wishes of the animal. Do you remember the animal wish was what? Me and the existence. Separation. We are talking about unification. This unification means you should unify with we, but not physically only. This is more culturally, mentally become we. Because this animal at the end of the day is I, but you could be we. So what are we talking about here? Right from the beginning we are talking about the difficulties of this unification. If you understand all the difficulties of this unification, then you could do it because you understand it. At the beginning, when we talk about unification, it doesn't have really meaning. It starts with so many different aspects. Do you remember? It starts first your habit. You started with that, remember? You said, if by accident you fall in the garden of the beloved, your animal starts to try to abuse the moment, because that's what animal is. And that's not the worst part. The worst part is when you are questioned, you will create explanation which is worsening you, which is making you a crazy fellow. Then I said, listen, this unification I'm talking about goes back to right at the beginning. Do you remember the second paragraph of book one? Is it when the king realized that this normal stuff is not working, he took off his shoes, he went to the mosque to become humble, to try this one. Here, we explained it. Said, this mosque that we are talking about is not there. We are not talking about the physical mosque out there. This is a mosque that you should build for yourself. And your David cannot do it. Your Solomon will do it. Means before changing, you cannot even build a mosque. And let's go back to building the mosque. The Solomon will do it and is very careful for changes which every day is coming. The problem will never finish. There is always something jumping out. Why? Do you remember the essence of existence is change? And the essence of change is the creator itself. That's what the change is. So you will not do something and that's it. This is the way of life you go on, and of course your brain thinks that we want something from you. No. The only thing that you need is to eliminate something, polish yourself, eliminate some characteristics of this animal from yourself. Today, you will hear another problem of this animal. The problem is, what are your wishes? Your wishes changes and mainly depends on What do you have? Where are you? More you have, you will change your wishes and expectations. Today we'll hear the story of a slave who somehow his payment is not good enough for him, and he starts to nag about it. This is what's in me. In me, someone is always nagging as if I haven't received what I'm qualified for. Because I look at my qualification, I never look at my disqualifications. I want to forget my bad stuff and pay attention to the good stuff. This is the story, which is a short story to talk about what is your wishes. Don't let your wishes to inflate and be based on nonsense. This is the story. Who is the guilty one today? I believe you are.
How the slave wrote to the king a statement complaining of the reduction of his allowance. Cut short the discourse for the sake of the slave who has written a message to the king. He is sending to the gracious king a statement filled with wrangling and self-conceit and hatred. The body is a letter. Look into it, whether it is worthy of the king, then take it.
Why your body is the letter? Because your wishes is with your animal, this body, physical existence. This is it. Look at it. All the wishes of this fellow are personal, unlimited, and more is better. Do you remember all that? This is it. Yes?
Go into a corner, open the letter, read, and see whether its words are suitable to kings. If it be not suitable, tear it in pieces and write another letter and remedy.
Mm-hmm. If you are listening, he said, go in a corner, listen to your physical existence, to your body. What your body wants, ask your body. If you realize that your body asking that, I want this and I want that and I prefer to have that. This is an awful letter. It didn't talk about the beloved. You are sending the letter to beloved. You don't talk about we. You don't talk about just and justice. You don't talk about beauty. You talk about me, me, me. Is this so? Yeah, get rid of this body. Rewrite it. Means go deep in your mind and whatever comes there, stop it. Say, no, this is not the way I want my body to have the wishes to write a letter for beloved. Yes?
But do not think it is easy to open the letter which is the body. Otherwise, everyone would plainly see the secret of the heart. How hard and difficult is it to open the letter? It is a task for men, not for children playing at knuckle.
Is it or is it? It's not? Is this an exaggeration? Reading your body means what? Means facing your reality. The way you really are. Not the way you think you are or you prefer you will be. Or some people, when they want to compliment you, they say you are like this. No. When I said read your letter, means you should self-analyze and understand really honestly what you are. Yes?
We have all become satisfied with the table of contents because we are steeped in cupidity and vain desire.
Those two adjectives that you hear a lot, because this is what animal is. Having some wishes and wanting more. Never being satisfied. Do you remember? We are inviting you to another field that there is no more or less over there.